what? I'm not creeping. I am definitely not creeping. I'm just checking up on you because, you know, I'm a good girlfriend. I am working. I'm totally working. I mean, I'm not working now. I'm on a break. I'm on a break. And I thought I'd come and see my boyfriend at work because I love you and I missed you and, you know, I love you. Wow. Wow, that's really nice. That is just harsh. That's harsh. I am not skiving, as you so politely put it. I've been working hard all morning. I will have you know. Okay, yes, it's only 9:30, but so what? It's been a long morning. And you know, I missed you. And I thought I'd come and visit you at work because that is something a good girlfriend does. And I try to be a really good girlfriend, and I really did miss you. And I thought I'd come and see you. And yes, I know I saw you 1/2 hour ago, but I really love you. And I could hear you swearing from the other room. I mean, I could hear you swearing from my office, which is the other room. So I thought I would come and see what's wrong. So what's wrong? Darling, I'm not skiving. I'm worried about you. Fine, I'm skiving and I'm worried about you. Oh, come on, darling. I hate working in the living room. It's so lonely. What? It's lonely. I miss you. No, I do not miss the bed. That is insulting. That is beyond insulting. I miss you because I love you. And it's got nothing to do with you working in the bedroom, on the bed. I love you, not the bed. What? Well, that was totally convincing. Oh, come on. I do love you and I am worried about you. You were really, really swearing. And not the good kind of swearing, the bad kind of swearing. So, darling, why don't you tell me what's wrong? Oh, nothing's wrong. See, now you're the one that's not convincing. Just tell me, what is it? I can help. I can totally. Oh no, I can't help. That's Excel. I mean Excel. I can totally do Excel. Excel? I'm not scared of spreadsheets. I fear no spreadsheet. Formulas are my bitch. Totally my bitch. So, would you like me to help? What? What look? I don't know what you're talking about. I really do not know what you're talking about. I just genuinely want to help my boyfriend because I'm helpful. What? I'm not smiling. Who's smiling? You're smiling. I'm not smiling. I'm not skiving. I'm just helping you with Excel because you're having a rough time. And I love you because I'm a helpful girlfriend who is a mistress of Excel. So, why don't you let me help you? Up to something. You think I'm up to something? Darling, that is so, so hurtful. And yes, of course I'm up to something, but you're going to love it. And it will help with Excel. I promise. Maybe it won't. It definitely won't help with Excel, but you won't care about Excel. Oh, come on, darling. We're working from home, and I promise you, I won't distract you too much. Okay, that's a lie. I'm really going to distract you. Just utterly distract you. I've got plans. Helpful plans, really. Really helpful plans. And you will swear, but in the really good way. So, darling, would you like your ever so helpful girlfriend to help you with Excel? to help you with those spreadsheets, those formulas with those pivot tables. I know other Excel things, like, I don't know any other Excel things. I hate Excel. But I can help. I know you want me to. I know you do. Because you're already closing your laptop. And you see, darling, that was your first mistake. No, not closing your laptop. I mean, doing Excel on a laptop. That is your first problem. You don't need a laptop. You need a laptop dance. A laptop. Don't make me say it again. Basically, you're using the wrong kind of laptop. What you need is a honey model laptop. Oh, I know, that laptop of yours is top of the line. It has all kinds of features. But the honey laptop, well, it's really hard to describe the features. It's much better if I show you. Oh no, darling, I'm not going to take off my clothes. That would be completely unprofessional. We're working. No, 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 it doesn't matter that we're working from home. We need to be professional, so that means that nothing is coming off. Oh, don't pout. Actually, do pout. I love it when you pout. Makes me want to do unprofessional things. But unfortunately, I can't. But that doesn't mean I can't solve your little Excel problem. Although, it might be a bigger problem by the time I'm done. So, the honey laptop. Would you like to get started? Oh no, you just stay right there. The honey laptop comes to you. Hi. I hope you don't mind me coming a little closer. I just need to get into position. Let me just put my... Yes, I'm going to climb into your lap. What did you think I was going to do? I'm a laptop, darling. So let me put my hands on your shoulders and just... What? Of course I'm turned on. I'm a laptop. And I really like straddling you. Now, we have to run through setup. Now, what that involves is, I'm not wriggling, I'm booting up. And that involves my booty. I know that was bad, right? But I need to just grind. I just need to fuck. Yes, that too, but later when we're off work. What? No, I didn't say anything. I am just getting ready to beast. Oh, yeah. I want you to use me. I want you to use me so bad. No, we're at work. We might be on the bed and I might be straddling all that, but we're at work, darling. You need to be more professional. Now you'll find there is a marked difference between the honey laptop and your ordinary laptop. The honey laptop is more robust and can take a lot more rough handling. But that will come later. What you need to do is you need to get your hands on me, the laptop. Which is me, because I'm your laptop. And in your lab. So you need to get your hands on me, on my boot drive. On my ass. Just, right like that. Are you sure you haven't used a honey laptop before? Oh. Now, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to... Oh, you're already getting the hang of it. You're going to want to squeeze. And as you squeeze the honey laptop, me will move as you please. Or as I please. I'm very intuitive. So I know that if I were to slowly move in tight little circles. Oh, see? Very, very user-friendly, you absolute fuck. So tell me about your Excel problems. Just tell me... I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to, but then again, as I feel your hard drive, oh, come on now. I try to resist. Oh. But that is a very hard drive. Oh, don't worry. I was totally not going to make a joke about interfacing. I was. Oh. I love your hands on. Oh, now. Excel. What was your problem with Excel? Oh, darling, don't let me writhing in your lap distract you. Fuck. Oh, darling. Do you know what I love about working from home? No, it's not teasing you. It's that I don't have to dress up anymore. Oh, fuck. It is that I get to wear these really, really thin yoga pants. Oh, they are. Just like wearing nothing. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. So how are you finding the honey laptop so far? Maybe we should move a little closer. Oh, you know, to find the best position and oh, right there, right there, right there, right there. I can feel you. Fuck. So, Excel. No. You had a problem with Excel. Fuck, I can feel your car. Oh, I can feel your car. Oh, I can just feel the love of you. And if I just... I love the sounds you make. I love when you say fuck. Say fuck. Maybe if I were to just... fuck. Do you feel that? Do you feel the wetness? Do you? Because I have to confess something. Oh, fuck, you feel so good. That's right. Move me up and down your car. I haven't been working. I know. It's shocking, isn't it? It is. Fuck, you're so fucking hard. I can feel you right there. I can feel you right there. I haven't been working at all. I've been thinking about you. But it's not my fault. It's really... Okay, that was mean. That was mean. Do it again. Do it. I love your hands on me. I wasn't working. I was thinking of you. But really, that's all your fault, because... What do you expect when you... Oh, wake me up like that. Wake me up and then... Stop. Oh, two can play that game, darling. Oh no, I'm not moving. No. We need to talk about Excel. Oh, you see, it doesn't matter what I want. Because what I wanted was to come. You remember, don't you? Waking me up with kisses. Kissing your way down my body. Teasing me with your tongue. Burying yourself between my thighs. Making me writhe and moan, and then stopping and telling me it was time to go to work. Oh, I haven't been working, I've been thinking. Revenge. Oh yes, darling. You see, the problem with honey laptops, sometimes they just stop. Just when it's getting really good. Just when you're all hard and you can feel the wetness. Just when you want to be so unprofessional. When you want to start stripping down. Oh, you're sorry, are you? Are you... Oh, really sorry if I just move up and down your cock. You're sorry, are you? Feeling my body against your chest. Having me this close. Fuck. You want to fuck me, don't you? I'm so wet. Dripping wet. I am so ready for you. You could have me right here. just fuck me. Won't you like that? Won't you like me to just sit in your lap and just take you inside slowly? Lower myself down, keeping eye contact so you can see every twitch. Unfortunately, that service is not available on the trial version. I know, I'm wicked. We're a matching pair. But I'll tell you what is available to you right now. I will rub against you, I'll writhe, I'll kiss you. And you can come like this. Oh, I am totally serious, darling. You see, we can't get undressed. We're working. I know, but it's all your own fault. You asked for this. You begged for it. Oh, no, wait, it was me that was begging. So, should I stop? Or would you like to carry on? Good move. Oh, no, that wasn't a good move. This is... Push me against you. Fuck yourself. Was I touching myself? Of course I was. I wanted to be all nice and wet for you. I wanted these yoga pants to be absolutely soaking. It's almost as if I chose them on purpose. Oh, I hate to break it to you, darling. Fuck. Oh, feel that slow grind. The weight of me and your cock. This little revenge escapade of mine started the moment I got dressed. That little show was all for you. Ah, fuck. Ah, fuck. Yeah. I saw you watching. I wanted revenge. Oh no, what I wanted was to come. I wanted to come for you. Because I love coming for you. I love coming for you. I love making a mess of you and then cleaning you up my tongue, kissing my way down your body, kissing my way along your inner thighs, and then stopping. Oh, I'm sorry. I've encountered an issue. Was that mean? It was a little bit mean, wasn't it? Just a slightly tiny little bit mean. Would you like to continue with the trial? Well, if you do, you have to kiss me. You have to kiss me while I writhe in your lap. While my breasts move against your chest. As I moan. And I move.
so close to your conch. Kiss me and come for me. Please. Pretty please. I need to feel you. I love how you feel. And I can feel everything. So kiss me and let me move against you. Move up and down. Your cock. Fuck. Kiss me as I come, cause I'm gonna come, because I've been teasing myself. You're so close, and oh, it feels good. Oh, fuck. Are you ready to come? Are you ready to come? What a pity. Oh no, what a shame. Oh, yes. Oh, darling, this is payback. Oh, don't pout. Oh, pout. Oh, I know you are really hard, aren't you? Oh, it would be so mean to stop now. Just to fuck. Oh, fuck, you feel so good. You do feel so unbelievably good. But, oh, as you said to me earlier, later, darling. Later. We have to work now. You've got all that Excel to look forward to. Oh, you didn't say that to me. That's me saying that to you. Excel. Spreadsheets. Pivot tables. So sexy. And you do have a top-of-the-line laptop. I wonder how it's going to feel on your lap now. Now that you're so hard. Oh. Might feel good. Might feel as good as that. Oh. Oh. You are so tempting. Oh, especially when you ask nicely like that. Maybe if you ask nicely, I will come and visit you on my lunch break. Because I'm definitely not letting you come right now. Yes, I am evil. I am so evil. Just like you are. And that is why I love you. No. But fuck, you are tempting. Tell you what. You be a good boy and get some work done. And when I'm on my lunch break, I'll come visit you. Get down on my knees and I'll make it up to you. Oh. You're gonna get revenge, are you? Are you really? I was hoping you were going to say that. Now, time for work. And I mean, I'm so behind. I've got so much to do. And you have got some Excel. Oh, such language. I love you too. And fuck you, Phil. I'll see you at lunch. Or before. Well, you know, you could always come and visit me. I wouldn't mind. I love you. But really, you asked for that.